Let's go to the KUDY phone lines now as we have State Senator Mike Groney joining us for our weekly legislative update. Good morning, Senator Groney. How did last week turn out for you and your colleagues?
Good, I guess. We don't see much of each other because we're just in hearings all day.
Sure.
Different than normal. That's not a bad thing either. This week I've had two hearings on my bills. I've only brought seven bills this year, which was fine. I'm going to spend more time fighting bad stuff on the floor, trying to support the few good ones if they get there. But on Wednesday I have the LB 50, which is the voice analyzer bill I'm doing for the Sheriff's Association of Rural Sheriffs. I want to be able to not have such onerous requirements to have somebody licensed to give voice analysis for truth verification. Most of it's done for employment when they interview people to become employees of the law enforcement. And they also use it for investigations. It's more of a tool for those who are innocent, who want to prove innocence right away. They agree right away to take the test, and that cuts down on those who they suspect of a crime. But no, it's a good bill. It's what we fight down here all the time. One area is occupational protectionism. We face a lot of bills here where some entity who has made it to the top of the ladder and has their corporate chain of businesses, or they've are established, well, then they want bills that put restrictions on licensing or ability for somebody to compete against them, and they claim it's for consumer protection, but it's really for protection of their business. And that's what we see here. This is a small example where, especially the State Patrol, those who work for the State Patrol, we spend thousands and thousands of dollars, taxpayers do, to train a few people in the State Patrol to be, or larger county sheriff's departments like Douglas and Lancaster, to be polygraph analyzers. Well, they get to retire at 55 or so, and then they go into private business with the degree we paid for. And they work for corporations and stuff where they do truth verification on employment and, you know, internal investigations of corporations. Well, they want to protect that. We paid for the degree. They get rich off of it. And they don't want it easier for more people to compete in that arena. So, and that's who will be against it. It will be the polygraph people. They'll come in and say they think it's not. Because the voice analyzer really does it. It's, you know, it's technology. It does it, unlike a polygraph where they got to analyze data. So it doesn't need as much training. That's up Wednesday. And you guys are still there, aren't you?
Yes. Yep.
All right. I'm going to say my phone was beeping at me, and I was wondering, maybe it was telling me I lost the signal. But anyway, and then on Thursday's coming up fast, my in-court bill, which is coming. I'm bringing it again. The establishment, this is an example where we got too much government. We let our employees, our bureaucrats, represent us. And the NRD establishment doesn't want to be told what to do. There's too much of a gravy train out there for the establishment, too much money coming in from the occupation tax from farmers, and too many games they can play. They get to act important without having any ownership of the, because all they really are is employees, which isn't bad to be an employee. I've always been one. But you don't own the company, and you don't own the government entity he worked there. So, but they'll come out against it. I don't know if anybody wants to come down and testify for it. It's Thursday. It'll be this Thursday. I might have to check what time it's in the, because we're having hearings all day. But you can check with my office and we'll tell you what time it is, if it's in the morning or afternoon. I'm on that committee this time. I put myself on there for a reason. I mean, if anybody thinks I got demoted from the revenue or from education committee, then no, I was the senior person on our committee where we placed people, and I put myself on natural resources. Because revenue was property tax issue was dead here for at least the next 2 years. So we'll see what happens, but I could use some help. If you want to send an email in support, you can do that. Send it to Senator Bosselman's office and mention the bill number. It's LB 589, and lots of emails would help. And do it. Say this is a letter of support for LB 589. You can look it up on the Internet what it says. It's a short bill. It just says that we've had a couple of Supreme Court cases that have defined augmentation as a public purpose. It's not a private. So once it's a public purpose, the Supreme Court, state Supreme Court, has stated over and over again in water law, once it becomes a public purpose, it no longer... The common law, where you have to use the water, match the water you use for on the overlying land for beneficial use, is no longer applies. And now it's a public purpose the water is used for, and so owning the land is not necessary. It's common sense. It's in case law, but they have a lawyer that represents the Twin Platte, and upper Republican, lower Republican, who's part of the establishment, misleading the farmers and the ranchers and the individuals that trying to scare him, because he makes a lot of money by keeping things stirred up. But that's the reality. So we'll have a hearing. We'll see what happens. I'll see if I can get it on the floor in the next 2 years. So that's one of them I'm working on. And I'm trying to spend the last 2 years to get some things done for my local. I've always done that, but I'm focusing on it. And then the rail yard thing will be up, I believe, the following week, the 17th, whenever that is, maybe 2 weeks in revenue. And I'll try to get that. I'd like to prioritize that this year. And either one of them over the next 2 years, one or the other will be my priority, Bill.
Okay.
So anyway, that's what I'm doing for the district. And what else is going on?
Well, Senator Groney, I was going to ask you, Governor Ricketts has gone in front of a couple of legislative committees as of late last week. I think it was midweek last week. He went in front of the Revenue Committee to pitch the property tax proposal. But you just said a minute ago that you kind of feel that the property tax relief issue is kind of stagnant right now in the state. So what are your thoughts on what the governor's attempting to do?
Well, I made sure when I left revenue that I replaced myself with somebody who thought and had the same principles I did, and Joni Albright took my spot on revenue, so she'll vote right to bring it out of committee, and that fight will be in. There's not much debate in committee because it's a simple little line in the Constitution. It's not simple, the effect, but the language is about a 3% cap. And that thing was, that's another example to refer back to what I said earlier about we give our bureaucrats way too much power. Who came in and testified against that was all government bureaucrats. They want more money. Why not? They can be heroes. They can spend money. They don't have to be accountable because there's excess money coming in and property taxes. They don't want a cap on the revenues because they've lied to us, and they got a lot of simple folks out there who believed them when they said, well, we didn't raise your taxes because we didn't raise the levy, or we lowered the levy, when in reality valuations went up so much that they were bringing in 5, 10, 20, 30, 40% more money in revenue because of valuation. It's a multiplier, you know, the levy times valuations. Well, finally, it was what I've always said, the governor agrees, or I agree with the governor either way, we don't pay our taxes and levies. I've got lots of tax statements. I can just cut the little piece out that says levy, and if they'll accept that as my taxes, I'll gladly pay my taxes and levies. But you don't pay them in levies. You don't pay them in valuations. You pay them in dollars. And the governor's trying to cap the dollars, and that's got the bureaucrats all fired up. So now, that's a few of them. Remember, that's the other thing senators don't realize, and then, you know, the squeaky wheel gets the oil, or the door hinge gets the oil. There are an awful lot in North Platte and Lincoln County, full of them. Good government employees who try their best to control spending.
Sure.
And when I see our superintendent of schools take a pay cut to a B, class B size salary, I will agree that he's one of them, but until he does, I won't. That's a sidebar. But but the squeaky wheel comes down here and they complain that they need more money, because people want more controls, they want more services, they want more security, and they need more money to do that. And so, if it gets to the floor, long story short, I'll support the governor's. Of course, I will on the floor, the cap. The other one was, which I have a hard time, it's maybe I should be more of a politician, but I have a hard time giving career military folks a tax cut when the average G.I. Joe doesn't get one. When you hear tax cuts for veterans, they don't have. These are the people who spent 20 and 30 years. They've got totally free Medicare. They got free college education. We've treated the veterans well. And now, when you are made it, and now you're making six-figure incomes being a consultant at off Air Force Base, you can pay your taxes. We cut it to 50%, and that's good. But they don't need any more tax cuts. We need tax cuts for everybody or tax cuts for nobody is my philosophy. But anyway, they are veterans, so they have a podium to stand on. But I always tell everybody, my brother spent 4 years in Southeast Asia, but he's not getting a tax cut. But he's also a veteran. But that's the other one the governor wants to do, and it's good politics. But, no, I wish I could give everybody a tax cut. But,
yeah.
Until those same folks who want a tax cut come to me and say what they want to cut for spending that we're spending them tax dollars on, I have a hard time cutting taxes. So those were the two he testified on.
Okay.
Otherwise, it's a battle down here, of course. But we'll see. When I'm not sure the speaker hasn't said when we're going to go to the floor for debate on bills. It's could be as late as March, I've heard, but
my goodness.
So it's going to get heated because we're going to be all day debate, not just half days when people can calm down. It's going to be all day.
Mm-hmm.
Because hearings were all day hearings. We just swapped. And of course, this COVID things, my God, they just don't give up, do they? Now we got new strains and more masks and more mandates and more security for safety. When a senator said in a text, I guess, or a tweet that they tested positive, but this is how brainwashed people are. The senator said, it's a new one, said, well, I tested positive, but nobody should have to quarantine because I always wore my mask. Well, let me understand this. You got COVID, and the germs went through the mask and gave you COVID. But because you wore a mask, you didn't give it to anybody else. It's a crazy world, and when you talk common sense, you get blasted because that's not out there anymore. But the same senator claimed they were social distancing. I seen him talking to two other senators. All three of them had masks on, but they were close enough to kiss. That was okay because they had masks on. Whatever. It's a mess. We're just in a mess. But I'm not going to give my freedom up. So is there anything else that you're hearing about out there?
The only other thing that I think folks are somewhat interested in, Senator Groney, is LB 336, Senator Hughes' bill that refers to the Lake McConaughey and Lake Ogallala areas. Are you familiar with that measure at all, Senator?
Yeah, it came to the committee I'm sitting on, but I missed it. I had to be somewhere else. I really don't have an opinion on it. People from Colorado are the ones that bring all the money into Ogallala. And if you're out of state, you should pay more. I thought they were, but it sounds like they aren't. So out of state. It had something to do with out of state fees for people from out of state for Oglala. And what was the other one? There was another high use state park. Might be Mahoney. But it's a minor bill. It's a major bill because the paper covered it. But there's 600-700 bills here.
Mm-hmm.
So, eight, nine hundred. Yeah, we need more revenue, and if I'll vote for it, but it's not a big issue for me.
Okay. I think those were the only ones that had caught my attention, at least.
Well, there's, you know, there's. We'll see what comes out of committee. I'll be fighting again, probably the juvenile lawyer thing, where middle class working people are going to have to pay for a lawyer when their kid gets MIP. It's a trial attorney thing. It's not, has nothing to do with rights. They'll stand up and pontificate on how people have a right to an attorney. It's all about greed. A trial attorney spent hundreds of thousands of dollars trying to get people elected because they just want more jobs. We just don't have those type of lawyers around North Platte. The people that, in our area are doing estate law or contract law or lawsuits, they're not messing around with some kid crying on their shoulder because they got MIP or threw a rotten egg at a car. So we're going to have trouble if that passes. As I've said in the past, they've filled the positions and our public defender can't handle it all. So that'll probably come out of committee again. Things like the one where they're going to give food stamps to felons, because that sounds so caring, and which makes no sense, because drug offenders, felons, that'll come out, and that'll take time on the floor. But major issues, I haven't heard what's coming out of committees. They're starting to exec on bills, so we'll find out here pretty quick this week how many bills are on the floor and which ones. I usually don't pay too much attention to them until they came out of committee. Otherwise, you're just wasted. You're fretting, stewing, stressed over things that didn't even make it out of committee. We'll see what comes out, and then we'll talk about it next week.
Very good. Sounds great, Senator Groney. As always, we appreciate the time and encourage folks, if there's a bill that they hear about that's coming down the wire there, reach out to you, your office, and support, or go against it, too. I mean,
yeah, I get emails. I'm encouraged. We're getting a lot more folks reading bills and sending us emails. At least I'm getting a lot more than I have in the past. I think what happened nationally has stirred some folks up, and they're starting to pay attention.
You got one from me in your email stack somewhere.
Yeah, I've seen that. I haven't read it yet, but I see it, and it was on my schedule about Second Amendment, of course, coming from Rick Windham. I would expect Second Amendment.
Yeah, you were real surprised, I'm sure, weren't you, Mike?
Yeah, I was.
Who would have thought?
But no, we're on the same side there because
I think it's a very interesting concept.
We're in troubled times, you know.
Yeah. I think
they're talking about you're not a patriot if you talk about, you're not an American, and you need to be investigated if you talk about defending the Constitution. Well, I think it was Thomas Jefferson said, every few generations there has to be a revolt. And if they keep pushing it, there will be. I hope it doesn't happen, but that's always there in the back of the minds of some. But maybe they might get your guns before then. You never know.
Nope.
So we'll keep the fight up and take the abuse and see what happens. All right?
All right. Have a
Thanks,
good one.
Thanks, Mike.
But LB at 589, I could use some emails on that to Bruce Vosselman, the chairman of the and then he presents them at the committee hearing that he got so many letters of support for LB 589. And it has to be in by Tuesday by noon. All right?
Okay. Tomorrow, Tuesday.
Yeah, tomorrow, Tuesday.
Okay.
So, thanks, guys.
Thank you, Senator Groney. Have a good week.
Yes.
And again, State Senator Mike Groney joining us for our weekly legislative update here on Mugs in the Morning, 1240 AM, 106.1 FM. Mugs in the Morning presented by Shelter Insurance. Mugs of the Morning brought to you by Shelter Insurance agents Pete Volt, Brent Rogo, and Bo Widd for home, life, and auto insurance. Call the Shelter Guys of North Platte.